What happens to a house when the water drains away? About 6,500 homes have been flooded in the UK since December. But what happens to a house when the flood water recedes? For many flood victims, it's when the water goes down that people hit rock bottom. All the initial bonhomie and community cohesion goes, and people are confronted with the harsh reality that their home has been badly flooded, says Mary Donow, who became a flood consultant after her home was flooded in 2000. It's also when the real work starts, she says. For those that are insured, there's a process which is project managed by a loss adjuster, according to Graham Trudgill, Executive Director of the British Insurance Brokers Association. For those that aren't, they will still follow a similar process, but might manage it themselves. A loss adjuster will assess the damage, arrange alternative accommodation for flood victims when necessary, and plan the restoration process. They'll look at what needs repairing and replacing. It might be skirting boards, plastering, get the gas and electricity supplies checked. Then the next step will be to remove the silt and debris, strip it out, disinfect the affected areas, and dry the property out, says Trudgill. Tradesmen such as electricians, plumbers, builders, and cleaning experts will be appointed for different tasks. Trudgill says the drying out is often the most time-consuming part of the process because some moisture can be deep-seated. Specialists use drying machines, but it can take weeks or months to extract. If you redecorate too soon, mould can come through, he says. When the property is finally dry, reconstruction work can begin. Property owners often try and make their home more resistant to future flooding. Hard floors might replace carpets. A wooden skirting board could be replaced with a plastic board, or aluminium might be opted for when installing a new kitchen unit. The Association of British Insurers outlines what people can expect from their insurer after a flood. But what are the essential things to consider when restoring a flood-hit house? 1. Walls. Traditional brick or concrete walls will generally dry out well, so long as they are clear for ventilation. However, consultant builder Simon Knight from Milton Keynes says the drying out process can take months. Property owners are advised to keep an eye out for cracks in the walls. And brickwork can still contain moisture even after that. Bricks can expand and crumble or expand and contract. If we get frost over the next few weeks, there will probably be a lot of problems with that, he says. Wall cavities need to be inspected by an expert to ensure walls are secure, and any damaged wall cavity insulation will also need to be removed. When it comes to internal walls, damaged plaster, plasterboard and wallpaper will have to go. Holes might also need to be drilled through plasterboards or dry linings to drain trapped water and aid ventilation, according to Knight. Timber partitions may rot if not dried properly. Ireland's Office of Public Works advises people not to redecorate for at least 3 months after walls have dried and repairs have been done. Painting or wallpapering too soon can result in blistering, mould or peeling, it says. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.